It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The Monongahela River is no longer on the State Department of Environmental Protection's list of rivers with impaired drinking water. The announcement follows years of contamination caused by sulfates from acid mine drainage. I'm joined now by phone by Kelly Hefner, Deputy Secretary of Water Management for the DEP. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Talk about what you found with regard to the condition of the Monongahela River and drinkable water.
We are required by the federal government, the Clean Water Act, to develop an impaired waters list, or what they call a 303D list, every 2 years. And we were real excited as we put the list together this time. We have 6 years of data that shows that the Mon River, which was impaired for sulfates, actually now meets Pennsylvania's water quality standards. So we were able to remove the Mon from the impaired waters list. And that's always very exciting because it's a direct reflection of the good work that's going on out in the watershed.
And what is the standard? What is the standard that rivers are required to meet when it comes to having drinkable water? And how far away had the Mon been from that standard?
Unfortunately, I don't have those numbers right in front of me, but the sulfates were high enough to make it an impaired water. I do have the number it has to meet, which is it can't be greater than 250 milligrams per liter at the point where the water is withdrawn from the river. Unfortunately, I don't have the exact numbers in front of me of what it used to be.
How long has it been since people could drink water from the Monongahela?
At least 6 years.
And does it go back farther than that to you know, before we became so environmentally conscious and really started to make a concerted effort to clean up the rivers?
I'm not exactly sure how far back it goes, but definitely when larger rivers like that make an impaired list, we do start working really hard to clean up as much as we can and get them off the list.
And so now that it has been removed from the list, that means that what does it mean exactly? Obviously, people can drink the water, but you know, how does the Mon impact our water supply?
Well, the Mon is already water supply for some folks, and this simply means that that it can be withdrawn from the water, and that certainly the treatment costs are going to go down, which means that folks, you know, that treatment costs will be less. So, you know, in the event that can be passed on to a consumer, you know, that would certainly be a good thing.
And what are the concerns that you still have about the condition of the river?
I don't know that I have immediate concerns about the condition of the river. However, our expectation is that folks continue to support restoration, and that those folks who do have, you know, permits on the river, that they continue to stay in compliance, and that folks not lose sight of the fact that they continue to have to pay attention.
And what are the general trends that appear to be taking shape with regard to the Monongahela and other rivers?
Well, I think the good news is that we have trends in decreasing sulfates. We have trends in decreasing sediment and some nutrients as well.
And what are the reasons for that decrease? What's happening out there?
Well, I think overall we're able to take some of the influx of money that we've gotten from, you know, Act 13 and from our Growing Greener program, and invest that in stream restoration projects. So when you're able to do stream restoration and you're able to work on the banks, you can cut down on the amount of sediment that's discharged into water courses. And frankly, when you have groups like our county conservation districts, watershed associations, and some of the other volunteer groups, they get really good at identifying, you know, farms or facilities that can benefit from, you know, on-the-ground BMPs. And once BMPs are best management practices. So once they're installed, best management practice helps prevent primarily nutrients. So we're real fortunate that we have lots of folks who are interested in putting their boots on the ground.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're talking with Kelly Hefner, who is Deputy Secretary of Water Management for the DEP, about the improved conditions of area rivers and the Monongahela being removed from the DEP's list of rivers with impaired drinking water. What improvements are you seeing in the Allegheny?
I think a lot of the same. We do have a specific section of the Allegheny that we had to list this year. So we're working through that, the causation at that specific area.
And I know that metals have been a big problem for a long time on the Allegheny. There were some comments recently from Myron Arnowit, who is director of Clean Water Action of Pittsburgh, which is an environmental group. And what they say is that what his concerns are is with regard to mining and how that contributes to problems in the water where you see these metals pop up in drinking water tests. He's saying there's a lot of concern that still needs to be tackled. So when you hear these kinds of concerns, Kelly, what do you say to assuage people and let them know that these problems are being dealt with?
Well, I think it's appropriate for people to be concerned, I mean, in general. And what I would say is that any sort of discharge along any of Pennsylvania's rivers are covered by what we call NPDES permits, or National Pollution Discharge Elimination System permits. And those permits are evaluated site by site so that they have parameters and limits that are specific to the type of industry that's discharging and to the match up with the overall quality of the water course. So that, for instance, if a certain industry were to discharge iron, the permit will be evaluated, the water course will be identified, and that particular facility will get a limit in its permit for iron.
So it sounds like, in a general sense, that environmentally things are improving for our at least in this area, for the rivers in western Pennsylvania, although I'm sure there are concerns about other rivers, for example, but in this immediate area, we seem to be doing pretty well.
I'd say that's a fair assessment.
Now, you've got the Susquehanna, which apparently there are still some major concerns with regard to that.
Again, I you're right. Folks are concerned. I think there, any time that you do have a specific fish species that demonstrates some of the problems that the smallmouth bass have demonstrated, it's fair to do detailed studying and sampling of that water course, and that's exactly what we're doing. For well over 3 years now, we invest over 8,700 staff hours, on the assessment of that water course. So pretty much from spring to fall, every day, folks are out there. We are collecting more data than most folks are even familiar with or used to. We're having all of that information analyzed, and we're looking really, really hard to determine if there's, a smoking gun or if there's a combination of something occurring. So we want to make sure that we turn over every rock, so to speak.
Kelly Hefner is Deputy Secretary of Water Management for the DEP, joining us by phone from Harrisburg. Kelly, appreciate your taking the time to join us and update us on the condition of the rivers in our area.
Absolutely, and we appreciate your interest. Thanks very much.
Coming up, we'll look at some developments in the area of local gun control ordinances being reexamined. That's next when Essential Pittsburgh continues on 90.5 WESA.